Good morning, Boker Tov. Today is Monday, September 12th, the 9th of Elul. As you may know, this month of Elul is traditionally a time for spiritual renewal and for teshuvah. Teshuvah means return, and return is something that can be happening on a number of levels. For example, return to your commitment to your practice, return to your learning, return to right relationships with others, healing relationships, and most fundamentally, return to reality, or return to Hashem, return to the divine, all meaning the same thing. So one of the most basic techniques for using on an ongoing basis for returning to the divine is the practice of the bracha. Bracha is a blessing, making blessings in different situations, different scenarios. The beginning of the blessing says, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, and then there's different endings for different types of blessings. So in these next few videos, I want to devote some time to teaching about the different words in the blessing formula. So the first word is Baruch. Baruch means blessed. So what is blessed? What does it mean to be blessed? First of all, in order to have the sense of being blessed, there has to be the ability to compare this moment that you're in with an imaginary moment that you're not in. In order to bring yourself into a deeper connection with this moment, because even if your mind is not distracted, even if your mind is relatively still, the tendency is to become desensitized to this moment that you're in, since this moment that you're in is something that's constant. Even though the content of this moment is changing, the space of this moment, the space of the present, is not something that ever comes and goes. You're always in this moment. So the tendency is to become desensitized and not be able to drink in the blessedness of it. So the basic way that you can connect with the blessedness of this moment is to imagine yourself in another moment that brings out the blessedness of this moment. So for example, right now you're breathing. Again, you're breathing all the time, and it's a very unusual person that receives each breath as a gift and as a blessing. But if you bring to mind the fact that it's hypothetically possible to not be able to breathe, right? If your body isn't working, or if there's no good clean air to breathe, then that would be detrimental to you. And so the fact that you are breathing now can be received as a blessing when you compare it to its opposite. Or, for example, if you escaped from some danger that could have befallen you. You know, I remember the other day, I was driving and someone came out and almost hit my car, but they didn't. So, you know, if I had been just a little bit forward from where I was, I could have gotten badly hurt. And so that was a blessing. I realized just being safe was a blessing, even though a moment ago I was also safe, but it was because of the imagination, understanding the theoretical possibility that I could have gotten hurt, that then transforms the sensitivity to the blessedness of this moment. However, we know that the opposite is also true, meaning that your imagination for something other than the reality of this moment can also create the opposite of blessing. It can create curse. For example, instead of saying, ah, thank God I'm safe, or ah, thank God I can breathe right now, there's, ah, why did I make that decision? If only I had decided something different back then, then I'd be in a much better place right now. So in that scenario, your imagination of some other reality that doesn't exist at all is actually getting you stuck and is contracting you and restricting you from being able to receive and connect fully with this moment that you're in. So what is the solution for that? The solution is the understanding that true blessedness is not merely from particular blessings, such as breathing or being free from danger and so on, but that the deepest level of blessing comes not from those specific things, but simply from connectedness with reality as it is. So when you say the word Baruch in a blessing, that word itself is a reminder for you to not curse yourself by volunteering your consciousness to get stuck in some imaginary concept of reality, whether it be from the past or imagining how something could be different, could be better than the way it is right now. And to remember that the deepest level of blessedness comes from connecting with reality simply as it is, and that that connection is completely possible. It's within your power right now simply to open to this moment as it is. There's a psalm that's also traditionally chanted every day during this month of Elul, and also on past Elul through Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur, all the way to the end of Sukkot. Through this whole holiday season, there's a psalm, Psalm 27, that is chanted every day. And the beginning of this psalm says, "The David Adonai Uri v'yishi mimi ira. Adonai Uri, Hashem is my light, v'yishi, and my salvation, mimi ira. Who shall I fear?" So what is light? Light is that which allows us to perceive what's going on around us on the visual level, right? So in the same kind of way, if you want to connect with the reality of this moment, there is a light to do that. There's something showing you the pathway into the moment and out of the tangles of your mind. That light is simply whatever is blossoming in reality in this moment. So for example, we were talking about breathing. Breathing is something that's happening in this moment. So that's God's light, literally. That your breathing is a manifestation of reality in this moment. So if you bring your mind to that which is present to your breathing, that will show you the way. It's like the light of a lighthouse that shows you how to orient your consciousness. Ah, let me bring my consciousness into what's actually present. And then very naturally, the mind lets go of that which is not present, of the imaginary reality that you're getting stuck in. Similarly, it says, V'yishi, Hashem is yishi, Hashem is my salvation. Why? Because you are literally saved from the prison of your thoughts by that which is present, if you allow it to be a lighthouse, if you allow whatever is in your field of awareness in this moment, from your physical sensations, such as breathing, to your emotional energy that's in your heart, in your belly, and even the thoughts that are arising. For example, even the thought about the past, even the thought that you're stuck in, you can notice, ah, this thought is arising in the space of this moment. And then even the thought that was imprisoning you a moment ago becomes part of that light that shows you the pathway into connection with the present, into connection with reality, into connection with Hashem, simply by noticing that it's happening within the space of the present, as opposed to getting caught up in the thoughts themselves and being drawn into their drama. So a blessing for eating an apple. It says at the end of the blessing, Borei Pari Ha'etz, giving thanks to the Creator for the fruit of the tree. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, Borei Pari Ha'etz. Not bad for an apple in Tucson, Arizona.